Advertising to children. Vulnerable consumers. Do you skip ads or get up to do an errand when a commercial comes on? The average child under 5 does not. Young children cannot distinguish between advertising and entertainment. Older children and teens recognize the difference, but they don't consider the negative effects of ads. It's no wonder that children and teens are the prime targets for so many marketing campaigns. Young kids may not have much of their own spending money, but they do have a lot of purchasing power. Kids greatly influence their parents' purchasing decisions about groceries, restaurants, vacations, and toys. Most parents don't realize that their kids are pestering them to buy certain products or services due to ads that have directly targeted their kids. Large corporations find sneaky ways to market to young audiences. Hiring child psychologists is one way. These specialists have taught marketers that 3 to 7-year-olds love to play make-believe and 7 to 12-year-olds like to collect things. Businesses also work together to cross-promote their products. For example, movie characters help sell cereal and running shoes, and merchandise helps sell movie tickets. Ka-ching! Parents aren't the only victims of kidvertising. Many health experts blame marketers for the rising costs of childhood obesity. Food marketing accounts for approximately half of the advertisements North American kids are exposed to each day. These ads feature everything from candy bars and soda pops to sugar cereals and fast food restaurants. Is advertising to children ethical? In some countries, there are strict regulations on marketing to kids. In Sweden and Norway, advertising to children on TV is illegal. In Quebec, Canada, advertising to kids in any way is against the law. The Advertising Standards Authority in the UK can ban an ad if it exploits a child's inexperience or encourages children to pester parents to make a purchase. In addition, product placement is not allowed in children's programming. Other countries rely on self-regulation. While regulations are tightening in many countries and industries, wise marketers know how to bend the rules. For example, it's no secret that kids see plenty of ads on programs that are not intended for child audiences. There are also few regulations in digital advertising. In fact, using sponsored internet ads that match kids' search terms may be the sneakiest and most profitable way to market to kids. Why would Johnny skip or close an ad if it's the most entertaining part of his online experience?